It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. So nice. We're spending some time once again. I hope the last week has been great for you, that you've learned more, grown larger, and more important, love life even a bit more than you did the week before. We hope we're going to actually expand the possibility for that to happen this week so that you can start the next 7 days off with a new inspiration. Today we have Akila McQueen and Sri Neptune on with us, and they have a plant-based paradise view of reality. Now, a lot of people say, oh, you know, this sounds strange, it's weird, you know, what are you talking about, plant-based and vegan and all of that stuff. Well, Henry and I have been vegans now for over 50 years.
Yeah.
And what we are sure of is that it is the core of psychology, spirituality, and biology, not because we think that, and we've read it in the book, because combined we've worked with 450,000 people in Europe and here in the United States as directors of Hippocrates Wellness. And when we put people on plant-based diets, we see transformations, not some of the time, always. Mm-hmm. If a person, by the way, adopts the kind of healthy lifestyle where they have unprocessed, uncooked, untreated, unchemicalized foods, that the little microbes in their gut start to dance and sing and they're happy, and it turns on the serotonin receptor site so that joy comes there, and it turns on their immune system because 80% of it comes from that, and now you fight the diseases that everyone's dying from, you slow the aging process, and all of that happens because scientifically we know why it works and how it works today. So we want to talk to people who have been living this way and helping others to do it. Sri Neptune is also extraordinary at preparing these foods. It's great to talk about them, but a lot of listeners out there are saying, well, when I ate that plant-based food, it just tasted horrible. Why? Because somebody didn't know how to prepare it.
Yes.
That's it. You want it to taste good. You want it to feel good. You want it to look good, smell good. I mean, the whole thing. And Akila knows that, you know, your heart is the most important thing you have to spread. You know, people give gifts in little wrapped boxes, but more important, Akila is basically using your heart and teaching and loving that way. So welcome to the show today. How are both of you doing?
We're doing excellent. Thank you so much.
So good, so good. It's been a long-term goal of mine to meet you. I know you don't know that, but
I'm not that special, but we're meeting via the airwaves today.
Yeah.
Yes, spirit knows no distance.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of energy, and you both are putting that into the love of your job. And, you know, it's just like us. It's not even a job anymore. It's a service, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's the perfect way to say it. Definitely love in action. It's a service.
Yeah.
So how do both of you begin? I mean, so here you were probably living on the Western diet like all of us, and when did you hit the wall and wake up?
I was 19 years old, and I came across the Earthlings documentary, and to be honest, all it took was one watch, and it was over. I was like, oh, okay. And but I think what really happened for me is that I had a remembrance, because my mother raised us to be vegan-ish or vegetarian mostly growing up. And then when I turned about 11 years old, I got introduced to animal-based diets from like family members and different things like that. And needless to say, because my mom was ahead of her time, she was not happy about that. But I found my way back home to eating from the earth, eating plant-based foods when I turned 19, and it was that documentary that really woke me up. And it was after I got to see all these health changes in my body, that's what kept me going. I used to have like PCOS, fainting spells, and very severe PMS. And once I changed my diet, all of those things that I had been dealing with, even chronic bronchitis for years, had went away from a plant-based diet. So it changed me way more than I even knew was going to happen. Because at first it was very from an ethical standpoint and environmental standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the homeschooling mom power.
Oh, yes. I've been homeschooling mompreneur for the past almost 12 years. Mm-hmm. And so all of my pregnancies have been completely plant-based. So my children have been plant-based since conception and raised that way. Mm-hmm. I really believe in educating our children. And I know it's a cliche statement to say that be the change you want to see, but it's something I really do live by. And so I want to be able to instill in my children a lot of compassion, kindness, love, and just very child-led education, see the things that interest them and build upon that. And be a very prominent figure in their life by being able to teach them as a homeschooling mom and using nature as a big way to get their curiosity going. Mm.
Well, what's amazing is people out there who don't understand homeschooling always think the kid is suffering, they're lacking something. It's just remarkable. Single family that I know who homeschool their children, some of them right through high school, through their fourth year of high school, have exceptional children. The other day we met some children, so well adopted, just loving, so kind and so open and so, you know, innocently pure in a way that you don't see children who are beaten up scholastically and limited from their imagination do, you know, in mainstream schools. And so it takes a lot of courage to do what you do because, you know, this is a full-time job.
And look at your master's degree in music. I mean, how important is that to open up your heart?
You're not kidding on that one. Do you sing all your lessons to your children? Because I would probably do that.
A little bit of, what's that called, in the finer education, panarrhythmia? Yeah, definitely. You have to sing it with music.
Yes.
And Sri, you know, you're doing some really interesting stuff. You're a practitioner of alchemical alignment. This is something that terminology is new to me. And you know, this is where you take lots of traditional and maybe new therapies and treatments, put them together, and deals with modern neuroscience. Explain that work to us.
Absolutely. So a lot of it, I could say, could be understood just from the lens of our nervous system and what it means to actually meet somebody for the first time, right? Whether they're born or whether they're being born in a session or in a room with you. But a lot of it has to do with something called the polyvagal theory. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Dr. Stephen Porges' work, but in a nutshell, it basically expresses how the most newly evolved branch of our nervous system has came into being and started firing based off of support, based off of you looking in your mom's eyes, based off of bonding. And basically, you know, it says that we all share a nervous system and there's parts of us that come marvelously alive when we're together and there's a safe space and a safe container. And so what my job is with alchemical alignment is to actually meet the person and find the person before I even start to do quote unquote work with the person. And so it's interesting, you know, who do you become when you're supported? Just if we were just sitting here and, you know, I was just holding your hand or we just shared a comfortable silence. It's interesting the energies and archetypally who you become when you're supported. It's also interesting who we become when we're not supported.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's for sure.
Yes.
Well, we have lots of examples of that all over the world today. Well, let me also mention to you that what you're talking about is the father of Western medicine's methodology. So years ago, Ann and I were keynote speakers in Athens, Greece. We met a medical physician who was more like us, of course, and also was a scholar in Hippocrates, and he said something that was amazing. I hadn't read this. I read 20 books on Hippocrates, but never heard this. That how he trained his practitioners is they would get into a circular outdoor area. Everything was circular when it came to healing in that era. And they would put a person, or we'd call them a patient, in the middle of this circle. And the doctor would sit there. Nobody else was participating, pretty much. And the doctor would ask a question Socrates, who was a hero of Hippocrates, posed. Does thou know thyself? And until the person was able to tell the doctor authentically, transparently, who they were, the doctor was unable to work with them. Hippocrates said sometimes it would be 3-4 days they'd be working with the person. So exactly what you're talking about, looking through the eye, connecting, touching, knowing who you are, being able to be you before you become whole. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Health Institute has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 60 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Health Institute has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Akivla McQueen and Sri Neptune. They work in the vegan paradise, a vegan paradise. So how did this all come about? And who comes to you?
So we went to Costa Rica in 2018, and our teacher is Dr. Iris Latham.
Okay.
So he is how we became certified, but way before we even went to Costa Rica to get the certification from the Sunfire Institute, we had already been on this journey for a long time. And we were very known in our community for making plant-based meals and making a lot of fresh juices. And so we wanted to take it to the next level and learn from somebody who we knew was very world-renowned in that area of raw foods and creating gourmet meals and different things like that. So after we completed our certification, we went ahead and birthed a Vegan's Paradise on Instagram so we could showcase a lot of the meals and juices that we came up with.
Also, too, it's part of our sacred work just as beings on this planet Earth to live and serve as children of God. And so we already kind of naturally found ourselves as outposts of consciousness for people. Like, you know how people will hit you up and ask you for your advice. And so it became not too much, but it became enough of a call for us to actually legitimate it and form a business, because we were already in the realm of spiritual self-mastery and coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're spiritual masters.
No. We're all attempting to be a master of our life is enough at this point, you know. Well, Reese, I've known him for probably 45 years now. Mm-hmm. He used to work with us here at Hippocrates.
Yeah.
And Reese was so far ahead of his time in Brooklyn, New York, in the middle of winter. He had a raw food restaurant, and it was packed with people, and it was so advanced. I remember when people would come in, and it was called a plant-based organization, they'd think they were going to get, cook spinach or cook this. And he made, as you know, he makes the most unbelievably delightful and unique food you've ever seen. How he comes up with this stuff, God only knows. Mm. He really, it's like, he makes stuff nobody's even heard of before and it tastes good. And so I've watched this man transform. So he was a great mentor to you. And, he's a guy that basically has helped the entire movement of progressive diet And that's what we call this. We don't call it a raw food or a living food diet as much as we call it progressive diet. We're going back to the roots that go deep into the earth, deep into God, deep into the heart of the universe, and basically permit you to be part of that masterful connectivity to everything and all else.
Yes, indeed.
So you're raising your children's? Like from the start, you've been just like us, haven't you?
How many kids do you guys have?
Yeah.
Three.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
They're boys or girls, all of them?
two boys and one girl.
All right. Yeah. And how old are they now?
Beautiful.
11, 8, and 6.
All right, you get ready. They're going to be teenagers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not ready.
The 11-year-old is already starting her teenage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they hormones start. Ooh, those hormones get going, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. We had four kids. Our two girls were the problems, you know, because when they get that age, they're looking for love. Even though mom and dad, in your case, are the exception. You're given love, given support. They're seeing love with you. But they're needing love. And, you know, they get a little dizzy when they want that love. So you got to teach them, be clear about love is from inside, and you got to connect with somebody who has inside love too, so you make a whole rather than somebody who's trying to take advantage of you, and it's not really love, it's something else at that point. So tell me what you've learned in the time you've been working with people in one concise sentence or two, both of you. Akilah, I want you to say it, and Shrey, I want you to say it. Give me one sentence of what you've learned so far. Akilah first.
Okay. I would say that I have learned that most of us are in search of getting back or figuring out what it means to be our truest self.
That's good. That's a good one. Shrey, what about you?
Yeah.
I would say that no matter if you're working on healing your body, your emotional body, your mental body, or just your connection to spirit, that it's really a process of just learning how to create the right conditions for your intrinsic intelligence to go ahead and guide and help and heal and just make you whole. It's already in us.
That's right.
It's already in us.
It doesn't take work to be who you are. It just takes a lot of trust to be that person. When we come back, we're going to teach each of you how to be yourself. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement here at Hippocrates Wellness, and we're here with some amazing teachers of life, and they're raw fooders, and
yes.
Akilva and Shrey. And so how do people find you, and where are you at right now?
So we are in between Atlanta and D.C. at the moment. We're scoping out some land so we can have some space overseas as well. But people mostly find us on social media, which is for IG would be A Vegan's Paradise. And also on our website, which is www.supremeessencetfw.com.
Now you better do that again slower. Everyone's
slower.
Getting their pens here.
One more time. So, www.supremeessencetfw.com.
Now what's that PSW mean?
Plant, food, and wellness.
There you go. I'm telling you, you have it right down to the inch, to the speck there. That's good. So talk about the people that you work with and the kind of thing they find. And What a struggle it is to become yourself in a sick world that we all live in today.
So we definitely work with a wide range and variety of people. We, you know, I guess I could start with, we work with athletes. We work with celebrities. We mostly work with, let me say, everyday people that are going through deep issues, whether that be health, like, you know, even something like high blood pressure or cancer. And we also work with people that have a lot of traumatic imprints and undigested life experiences within them. Mm-hmm. And we found ourselves here based on our own journey and our own path, just identifying challenges. Kia just mentioned that she suffered from PCOS. I myself, I don't really rarely talk about this, but definitely one of my testicles was extremely swollen at one point during college.
Oh.
So we work with people kind of based off of our own life experiences.
Exactly, yeah. That always helps.
Yeah, well,
we
of course.
Do too.
You talk with authenticity and clarity at that point. Otherwise, it's philosophical.
Yes.
Yeah, so give an example. You know, a lot of the listeners out there, to you and I, this is every day. We live this way. A transformation that you saw. So somebody comes to you, they had high blood pressure, they're eating the typical Western diet. They didn't quite get this. You were probably freaky to them, as when they come to Hippocrates, they think, you know, we're like oddballs at first. So tell me a transformation story that people out there can relate to.
Okay, so I had one client a couple of years ago, and he had diabetes, right? High blood pressure, and was also just looking to, like, lose weight. And some of his hair was actually thinning out. And so I was able to assist him by, honestly, just juices, making sure that juice was a priority in his life, that fruit was a priority, and that he, like, closed the hours of his windows of eating and not eat after, like, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And I could say that over the period of about 3 to 4 months, we really started to see some drastic improvements because, you know, he started to take pictures and showed us a before and after picture of his head, the top of his head, and also just his waist and his frame in general. And so, you know, it was nothing but straight flowers. And that kind of stuck with me all this time because it's like we do this work, but to, like, feel people's impact, that you actually have impact, and they hit you up and they let you know, like, yo, you changed my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I didn't change it like you did.
Yeah, exactly, like, right. You know. people think you're getting old, your hair is lost, your cousin, your brother, your mother, your father had diabetes, you're going to have it. They don't realize they're starving to death. What's literally happening emotionally, spiritually, and biologically, they're starving to death. And once they get life back into themselves, it propels a level of awareness that you can't run from. You can try to run from it, but you can't run from it. And once it catches you, once you realize the life force and the vitality that God intends for each of us to have, you live at the level that a human being is meant to live at. And that's a level of contribution, as you pointed out earlier, and fulfillment.
Yeah. And you would not be doing this unless you had your own story and you're passionate about helping others. And I think everybody gets into it this way because, you know, you get into raw food, it's definitely a whole different deal than being a chef for any restaurant. I mean, this is a gift of love. And when we look at our buffet, like our chefs make, it's just totally a gift. And the first week, I'm sure you go through this, the first week think people are like salad again. I mean, they don't see the sprouts for the medicine that they are. But after 3 weeks, that last week, they're like, wow, this is so good. And about how they make them feel. So I'm sure you're going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are people, so do you have a place where people actually come to, right?
So we are online based. So we do have people, but we do host a lot of retreats.
Okay.
And we do virtual support, or sometimes we'll do in person, depending on if they are in Maryland or the Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. But we do a lot of our raw vegan and juice retreats in Puerto Rico. And it's going to be expanding to different places as well. But we like to be somewhere where it's tropical. You're going to get a lot of good sun, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. And something about being where the sun is shining makes people want to eat better anyway. So it's like people really lean into the cleanse and the detox, and they feel good. And we emphasize with all of those with doing yogic and meditative practices. So they really enjoy being in places like that because it just adds to the experience.
Oh, yeah. We got out of Boston after 30 years.
Yeah, that's why we're in Florida.
We were a little slow. We realized we were freezing to death up there 6-8 months a year.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's been a pleasure a pleasure to be with you and to know that the next generation is taking the torch and showing the light, the pathway that we all need to go on. And people really out there in the world have to recognize it's not good enough to be moderate in a world that's extreme. You've got to be not extreme, but complete and pure. And if you get to that level of purity, it will wipe out the extreme situation we all find ourselves in today. God bless all of you. We'll be back again next week.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.